Morning, Andy.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. How many members does the MMA have now?
We have right around 2,500. It fluctuates each month, you know, as people come and go. But it's right around 2,500 member companies that represent about 80% of the manufacturing base in the state. And we still have 500,000 manufacturing jobs in the state, even though we've lost almost 1 million.
And what's your job with the MMA?
My job is to handle environmental and regulatory policy work. I work, as I kid people, I say I lobby where nobody else wants to lobby. The highly technical areas, especially in the area of rules. You know, once a statute's passed, then rules are adopted following that, and we pay very close attention to what those rules say because they have the force of law, but they weren't adopted by the legislature.
All right, I'm trying to figure out something, and therefore I have you on this morning. Also later on, I have Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti on, and also Ingham County Commissioner Andy Such Andy Shore on.
Yeah, Andy Shore, sure.
And so I'm going to try and get a handle on this. But from what I understand, there is a, you call it a tax.
I sure do.
That you work with call it a tax. But yet I'm hearing from the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, it's called a pollution prevention measure.
Yeah.
All right, help me understand this.
First of all, you can call anything whatever you want. As I told Cheryl last night, you can call my dog a duck, but it's still a dog. Even though you keep saying, hey, bring the duck over here. But all kidding, all messing around, all kidding aside, I do have some good news for you. Let's talk first about the fact that it's not a pollution prevention statute. The law is real clear on what pollution prevention is all about. And I'll just let you know that according to the EPA, pollution prevention is simply an effort to help assure that chemicals are stored appropriately, ensure that proper pollution mitigation strategies are implemented, et cetera. This is not a pollution prevention statute. This is all about right to know. This is all about knowing where our products are stored on our plant sites and letting the fire department and the other first responders know. It's a process that's been in place for 20 years. The Ingham County Health Department has done a very good job of it, and now they want to charge fees. So they're restructuring it. They've lowered the thresholds. But I do have some good news for you, Tony, and that is, and probably breaking news, last night they responded to an awful lot of our concerns. And I want to give them some kudos for that. I still don't like the bill. I don't love it. But they've made some significant changes. We were looking at a $250,000 or thereabouts, I think it's $246,000 and change, increase in fees. We call them taxes, but they voted first to reduce that to $164,000. So 50% of the program is going to be paid for by fees, and 50% of the program is going to be paid for by the general fund monies of the county. And we think that's a real big step in the right direction because it does recognize that we don't need to do this thing entirely on the backs of the people that are involved in it, the manufacturers mainly. They also approved five other, and I can go through them very quickly.
Please.
If you like. They approved five other amendments, and these were in response to the concerns that we had said, and I had told them in an earlier memo to them that, you know, we didn't think that they were really responding to the business community. Well, last night they stepped up, and you can talk to the various Andy Shore and Dragonetti about this, but they added another exemption for fertilizer dealers, recognizing that the farmer definition didn't go far enough. They lowered the fines, which is a huge concern of ours. The fines were $1,000 a day, and they were accumulative. So if you didn't file something for a month or weren't aware of it, they could charge you $30,000. Now those fines are $100 a day, and then they took out it's a $100 violation, and they took out the per day. So it's a flat $100 violation, making it clear that they want compliance rather than penalties, and we appreciate that. They took out the ambiguous language that everybody seems to add in these statutes, and that is, you know, not whatever else we might think of, but not limited to, et cetera. They took that language out completely so that the law is the law, the ordinance is the ordinance. They exempted motor fuel that's in a vehicle, and they also expanded the extension of the vehicle to an airplane because we found out that or they found out, we had pointed out to them, that airplanes generally have tanks that are much larger than 56 gallons. So every airplane out at Capital City Airport parked in a hangar with fuel in it would be subject to this law, and that wasn't intended. So they exempted those. And then finally, they took another step in more carefully defining what would happen for people that wanted to be recognized as somebody who's meeting the standards of the Act. So they made a change there in what's called 5.2B. So my point is that they listen to us, and we appreciate that very much. Do I like the fact that we still have a tax? No, I don't. But I do appreciate the fact that they listened to what our points were, and it took quite a while. The meeting started at 6:30, and I don't think I left there till about 9:30 or 10.
So to be clear, this pollution prevention is for companies that are storing any type of chemicals. They have to be inspected, and if they are fined to be in violation, there are fees and penalties and fines. And also, to store these, they have to pay some type of fee, correct?
Yeah, well, they pay a fee to be a part of the program. They pay a flat fee to enter the program, and then they pay an annual fee.
How much are those fees? Do you know?
They're probably the total combined is a couple $100 for the first year, and then $100 a year after that. So for any given company, it's based on how much product they have. By the way, those are the very smallest ones. It would be a couple $100, and then if they've got there's a staggered fee schedule. But I think it goes up. It might go as high as $5,000. It's significant for large manufacturers. But usually, we recognize that this process has to go on. And we recognize our obligation to inform our community of where we store these products. This is nothing new. We've been doing this. And that was my point in my earlier memos and letters to the board was, this is something we've done for 20 years. This is something we do. This is something 81 other counties do and don't charge any fees at all. And Ingham County feels that they're adding value, and we don't necessarily agree with that, but they think they're adding value, and I do want to recognize the fact that they made some significant changes.
In your opinion, are these fees or taxes?
Oh, they're taxes. I mean, you can call it a fee if you want.
But they don't call them that, Andy. Where are you calling them taxes?
Because they are. You and I both know that. There is a service provided for the fee, and that's the technical definition. You know, a fee is something for a service, and tax is something for, well, a tax. But I wanted to say one more thing about this pollution prevention title, okay? It's extremely misleading. I think Right to Know, which is also a very good program, is a better thing to refer to it as. And even if you don't pick up my nomenclature of, you know, a Right to Know tax, but because pollution prevention, the EPA defines pollution prevention as reducing or eliminating waste at the source by modifying production processes, promoting the use of non-toxic or less toxic substances, implementing conservation techniques, reusing materials rather than putting them into the waste stream. This regulation doesn't do any of that. What it does is keep track of where it is.
Andy, what do you think would have happened should you and your supporters not have gotten the word out?
Well, I think it would have passed. I mean, when we first got word of this, I got a call just before Christmas. I think the meeting was on the 21st of December, and we hustled down there. And I said I hadn't had a chance to see this. They said, well, we've had this work group working, and I found out the work group had, if it had one manufacturer, it wasn't anybody I'd ever heard of. And to their credit, the entire board said, hold it a minute, we're not going to go any further on this. We want the health department to have more meetings with the community, et cetera. And so they've done that. They did that. They responded to our concerns. But I think if we hadn't showed up there, it probably would have passed. And I'd have got some angry calls from people who said, hey, what's this, Andy? How'd you let this go through?
Andy, why is the media ignoring this? Because this involves thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Tony, I'll tell you. I'll tell you something that a An environmental reporter told me a number of years ago, and that is, hey, Andy, the stuff you work on has no pizzazz. My editor wants it in less than 500 words, and he only wants it if it's going to go on the
front
page.
Okay, well, it has pizzazz if you own a manufacturing
plant. It sure does. It sure does. And by the way, you guys ought to measure how much toner you got hanging around for your copy machines, because if you got...
Well, I was interested to get your take on this, because, as you know, we have a lot of manufacturing plants in the mid-Michigan
Absolutely.
Area still. As a matter of fact, I know some are still closing down. From what I understand out in Williamston, that plant is gearing down, and they're going to shut that down within a month or two.
Yeah, there's a number of them that are. Unfortunately, our companies vote with their feet, and they're very quiet about it. They leave town, and they don't come back. Suddenly, one day, you're driving down the street, and you say, hey, you know, I thought that parking lot doesn't have anybody in it. And suddenly you say, what happened there? And you find out from your neighbors sometimes that, you know, well, they just closed down and moved. We want to stop that. We want to make sure that people have understand that Central Michigan's a great place to live. It's a great place to do business. We have tough environmental standards in Michigan. They keep our waters clean. They keep our air clean, et cetera. And we've done wonderful things in making sure that we don't pollute.
Well, Andy, that plant I was referring to is a Demmer plant, the Demmer plant out in Williamston. Mm-hmm. But we know that their foundation is in this community and the charity work and trying to supply jobs. But business is business.
Yeah. Well, exactly, and Demmer's one of those companies that has six facilities in Ingham County, and their liability here with regard to, you know, paying those fees is going to be significant. But thankfully, it's not going to be quite as bad it was going to be. It's been reduced.
Well, we're going to miss that plant out in Williamston.
I know.
Andy, thanks so much for your time.
Anytime, Tony. Thank you very much.